one very important question I would like to pose. That you have been to the world, right? Many countries and many, you see, the dream cities across the globe, the people, they want to be there, they want to see there. And yes, you, mashallah, go quite often to Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Nabi. What can you talk about the difference you have seen and what message you would like to give across?
Speechless.
Allahu
Akbar. Makkah Pak and Madina Munawwara, there is no comparison all around the world. I've been in all around the world. I saw different parts of the world and I've been there in Europe, in UK, in America, in Canada, we can say in Africa. But Makkah Pak and Madina Munawwara, subhanAllah, beautiful places. And when you see the countries and cities, beautiful cities, then you think that, okay, I already seen this. So go to next journey, go to next destination. But wherever you go in Makkah Pak and Madina Munawwara, even the 100,000 times, every time you want to go again and again. As Ala Hazrat said, Sharbate deed ne ik aag lagayi dil mein, tapashe dil ko badhaya hai bujhane na diya. So always increasing the love, alhamdulillah. And if you watch Makkah Pak and Madina Munawwara on screen more and more, but when you be in front of Kaaba Musharrafa, Allahu Akbar.
That's a different experience.
Not be expressed in the word.
Subhanallah.
Actually, beautiful environment. You feel that, mashallah, blessings and rahma are, you know, showering on Kaaba Musharrafa and Madina Munawwara. So, and alhamdulillah, there are so many ahadith. Actually, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourages us to go again and again, subhanallah, for hajj. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the haji will intercede for his 400 family members and will be as free from sins as he was on the day he was born. Look at the blessing. 400 sinners of the family will be forgiven because of the haji. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the haji is forgiven and the one for whom the haji asks forgiveness is also forgiven. So look at the blessings in that particular journey. And subhanAllah, in another hadith, the summary of hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the gap between the umrah, the next umrah, it means that if anybody performs umrah, and the gap between second umrah, in this gap, whatever sins he did, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive that.
SubhanAllah.
So look at the blessings. And for Madina Munawwara, subhanAllah, only one hadith, you know, is the marvelous masterpiece that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafaat.
Subhanallah.
Whoever visited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's roza grave, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I will intercede, I will give him shafaat on the day of judgment. So look at the promise. So why the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam don't want to go again and again over there? As Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala always encourages us. Ala Hazrat said that Miraj ka sama hai. Kahan pahunche zahiron? Kursi se unchi kursi, isi paak dar ki hai. Haan haan, rahe madina hai ghafil zara to jaag, o paon rakhne wale ye jaa chashmo sar ki.